This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
I own the results of the last 2 years. Ownership evaluates everybody on an annual basis, and he's grateful, basically, that he survived.
Yeah.
And clearly, he was involved in the decision because he used we several times when talking about the decision. So he must have known for some time that he was safe if he was brought in to make the decision about the coach. And I think it was complete sincerity on Andrew Berry's part talking about his relationship with Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah,
I'm Jeff Phelps.
Yeah.
This would be Andy Baskin.
I don't think you bring up your kid if you're not sincere.
I think he's completely sincere.
That's 100% right there. I just don't.
Sounded almost emotional there, didn't he?
Yeah. I wish he would speak more often. That's about it, because I think there'd be a better... I think I'm not saying he's got to speak every week, but maybe even if it's once every 6 weeks or something
hey,
like that.
GM of the Cowboys speaks after every game.
Yeah, I understand that, but we're not the Cowboys, and I don't really need the owner. I know, but we don't need to hear him every week.
Nope.
I just think there were questions that came up during the season that he let Kevin have to answer the questions for a front office decision, and he didn't. And I think we would have, like, I feel good after listening to him about the decisions they make, because I have an explanation, and he has given me a reference point to maybe perhaps why they did things, where they were going with the situation, who was on board, who wasn't on board, whether some of it's hot air or not, I don't know. But I just, for some reason, as a fan, I feel better because Andrew came out and spoke today, and he said, I own it. I own that record. I own this stuff. And that's great.
Yeah, but he didn't take the hit for it.
No, he didn't take the hit for it, and he made Kevin answer questions for him throughout the season. So he's got some repair work to do to have any trust from the fans. He does. They feel good about his draft. They feel good about a couple of the free agent moves that he made. He's got a chance to move forward with the organization and run things in a way that could be beneficial somewhere down the road.
The one thing about the draft, Andy, and I think they added some nice players.
Yeah.
Well, they added four players right now who you think are contributors long-term. I don't think you can make the comment yet that Dylan Gabriel, Shedeur Sanders, or Dylan Sampson are going to be long-term contributors here. I hope so. I hope Dylan Sampson is. I like Dylan Sampson a lot.
Yeah, I could see if Barry's here, I could see Sampson staying for a long time as a backup running back.
I don't think we saw a lot of him this year. I do think it's interesting.
The quarterback is the biggest question mark off this last draft.
And boy, did he not dodge that at all.
Mm-hmm.
I give him credit for that. Let me give you the thought here. He said Shedeur Sanders is a work in progress. We will do our work in the quarterback market.
Yeah.
I can't tell you that the 2026 starter is internal, meaning he's on the roster, or external. The new head coach will have input into the quarterback. He said Deshaun Watson will be on the team next year as things stand now.
Sure.
He said, I can't look into the future. I think one thing he said, and he just kind of slipped it in, and I thought, ooh, that's telling. And I don't think it was, you know, he didn't go too nuts on it. External veteran options. When he talked about quarterback later on, after he made that initial statement, he said, external veteran options at quarterback. And I think that's really telling. So keep that in mind. I've just quickly called them up. Daniel Jones, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Marcus Mariota, Zach Wilson, Tyrod Taylor, Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, Jimmy Garoppolo, Mitch Trubisky, Carson Wentz, Malik Willis, ding, ding, ding. Those are some of the veteran quarterback options who are available in free agency.
Who knows who might be out there after the draft?
Without question.
Yeah.
Yep, without question. I think Andrew handled himself well. Again, big picture here. I would have kept Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. And I think Kevin is a better coach than what he has shown the last couple of years, and I think the roster buried him this year. And if I was ownership and I was going to get rid of one guy, I would have gotten rid of the other as well.
This is a tough question because I think a lot of people will hear this and think probably what I thought. He said season of transition.
Yeah.
Multiple times when talking about this year.
Team and roster in transition.
Yeah. Team and roster in transition. What does that mean? Because he made it sound like from a front office point of view, he viewed the year as a season of transition. I think when fans hear that, they hear, you want to say it or you want me to say it?
Go ahead.
I think fans hear, we didn't care if we won this year, which is a nice way of saying another thing, a.k.a. tanking. I don't know if I'm taking it too far.
Or the beginning of a rebuild?
Or the beginning of a rebuild, which Myles Garrett just said again he doesn't want to be a part of. And he also said that last year. Hey, so that's why I thought it was interesting, that line of questioning about...
If they were tanking and rebuilding, Kevin just screwed it up in the last 2 weeks.
By winning the last
two. Could have had the number one pick.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, season of transition. I think there's a difference of season of transition for the fans than there is for the general manager of the front office.
He spoke extensively about off-season plans, offense, offense, offense. He said it's really about building up the offense. I get that. A lot of work with the offensive personnel. Got it. Understand. Gave Kevin and the staff credit for how they brought along the young quarterbacks. Interesting. Another thing he said, Andy, that folks get ready. Whoever your favorite veteran is and you have his jersey, you might be needing another one because he talked about trading veterans for future assets. Veterans who we think might not be long-term here.
But that was in the Myles Garrett conversation, too.
Yep, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
And so I would think any veteran that they think is a short-termer here, they could get, if you can get a fourth or a fifth, boom, they're going to be gone.
I'm sure Denzel's looking around on that going, huh.
Yeah, but, Andy, you can't.
I just don't think you can trade Denzel.
You can't trade your top guys. I mean, you want to make this thing worse than 5-12?
But you
go
just
ahead and trade Myles Garrett and trade Denzel Ward.
I know, but you described Denzel in that. You describe Myles when he says that.
They didn't fit your time frame. Meanwhile,
what is the time frame to get to the dome?
I drove past the ditch the other day.
Shovels are going in the ground this year.
Yep.
Soon. Very soon, right?
Yep. That's the word. That's the word. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. We're going to talk to Scott Petrak at 120 from brownzone.com. You heard him answering questions there. Jeff is in Chesterland. Jeff, welcome.
This is Cool Ray.
Oh, Cool Ray.
Cool Ray.
Welcome.
Hey, what's up, man? I've been listening to you guys all morning, man. Great, great topic. And listen, Kevin Stefanski, good for you. You know, you did what you did, but we need to put this in three different perspectives. Like, the prior ownership of this team didn't care about this team. He cared more.
Okay, if you want to say it's horrible, I'm going to just ask you one question. Would you rather have an owner that just wants to throw money at something and try to hire the right people, or have an owner who is involved and has their hands all over everything? I'm just curious. Just give me your opinion on that. That's all.
I would like to have a combination of both.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so, I just think there are times when I sit here and I'm like, you know, maybe Randy Lerner wasn't such a bad. I think Al Lerner totally cared.
Right.
You know, and Randy was put in a spot. I also will say, till I'm blue in the face, that if Norma would have just taken over the naming rights of the team, people would have treated things a lot differently and cut her a ton more slack than they would have Randy.
Right.
I'm just being honest.
So when the Haslam took over, I agree with everybody. He wanted stability. But now, I look at this three ways with Stefanski and the GM. Is that
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ultimately, Stefanski failed at his job. We talk about he didn't have talent. We forget he had talent. They were talking about this team being...
Yeah, and he won 11 games with it twice.
The national media was talking about this team being a potential Super Bowl contending team.
This year?
He did nothing with that except made to the playoffs, and they gave him a two-time coach of the year. And that's what we've been holding on to for this whole time. But if you evaluate him as a coach... That's really it. But if you're looking at a GM, you have to now evaluate him. Now you evaluate the GM. Ask yourself this. How many times has he overvalued a player? Which means if these are all NFL players that made it to the draft. So these are guys who potentially could have went to other teams. But did he overdraft these guys? How many players did he overdraft?
He didn't draft them. Andrew Berry did.
Andrew Berry. So you want to – now, Haslam is – He said that Haslam evaluates them on a year-to-year basis. So if Haslam is evaluating them like a job performance review,
mm-hmm.
How many times has Andrew Berry actually overdrafted someone?
I don't know, Cool Ray.
Are you talking about third round?
All I know is
some of the third round wide receivers that haven't worked out. Is that where you're going?
All I know is that there's not a whole lot of talent on this offense. So much so that Andrew Berry mentioned it 15 times. That we're going to go nuts on the offense in the offseason. Didn't cost him his job.
Two running backs.
It did cost Kevin his job.
And what are they going to do with, you know, David Njoku? There's another question for you.
Greg is in San Diego, California. Greg?
Hey, Greg.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Good, good. Hey, I got one thing to say. Both of these guys, Andrew Berry, Ken Stefanski, couldn't pick talent out of a wet paper bag. I'm angry Tom's brother out of San Diego, and it's just embarrassing to watch how these guys draft, waste money, don't hold people accountable. It's embarrassing for the city of Cleveland. I grew up in Cleveland, you know, Browns fan through and through, and they just can't get it right.
Well, they just held Kevin Stefanski accountable. He'll be interviewing soon.
And they probably have the rookie of the year on defense.
Jeff's in Cleveland. Jeffrey.
Hi, Jeffrey.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right.
Hey, did they mention anything about the Flacco? Anyone ask a question? I think I may have.
He went around it. Yeah. I was excited because I thought the question was coming.
No big answer.
And then the question kind of deflected at the end.
It went to wide receivers. More
yeah, it went
so.
To wide yeah. receivers rather than Flacco. I was waiting for that too, man.
I don't know. I think they just threw Stefanski under the bus all year. Like they just knew at that point that they were getting.
Jeffrey, phone issues.
Yep.
Phone issues. Scott Petrak was in that press conference. You heard him asking questions. He's going to join us next. Anxious to get Scott's thoughts. He got pushed back today because all kinds of stuff going on in Berea. As Kevin Stefanski out as head coach and Andrew Berry in charge. That's it. No question. No Paul DePodesta. No Kevin Stefanski. It's Andrew Berry's team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.